We are live, episode number 4 of Stop Crying Poser, and that intro never ceases to make me laugh. You know what they say, it takes 30 days to start or stop a habit, and I think today is our 28th day together. So it's kind of like our anniversary almost, since we're not going to meet on day number 30. It's kind of like our anniversary. I'm very disappointed in you guys for not getting me an anniversary gift. It's disgusting, despicable, and I can't stand any of you guys. Worthless fucking viewers. By the way, let's start out by naming these worthless viewers. By name, AJ Downey Radio Jam, Paul Ninja Lifestyles viewing today, Gabriel N64, Lulu Chandesu Tuesday, Jazzy Jordo, and more. Lyocell. I feel like I'm always going to leave people out because there's a lag between when you guys hear what I'm saying and when you guys type something. Let's get started with our first topic, as always, Las Vegas news. By the way, Las Vegas Golden Knights, boys, we're in the finals, right? Or the semifinals, the top eight. We are the champions, number one team of all time. Golden Knights, Las Vegas, first pro team, first season, killing it. Golden Knights host homeless youth for free skateboarding lessons. I'm kidding. Free ice skating. That's one of those things that it's nice that they're doing that, but I feel like homeless people shouldn't be ice skating. I feel like that's going to be a sport that's sort of out of their scope of enjoyment. Las Vegas, Fox 5. The Golden Knights hosted homeless youth for a free skate Thursday at the team's practice rink, City National Arena. The NHL organization teamed up with Credit One Bank to raise $20,000 for the Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth. Of that, $10,000 was raised at a Golden Knights game on March 2nd. The other half was matched by Credit One Bank. Good. Awesome. Homeless people get to go skateboarding. I'm glad it's only homeless kids, because you can imagine what a shit show it would be if it was just a bunch of homeless adults trying to ice skate. First of all, every homeless person I see downtown has some sort of broken bone that never got fixed. Everyone has a limp or some sort of bone partially sticking out from where their ankle should have been. So ice skating, number one, they would all need custom ice skates that have like a fucking L bracket that just matches their deformed legs. I'm such a hater. Oh my God. This is coming from the guy. I don't know what it is about me, but every time I go downtown, I'm like a homeless fight magnet. I feel like homeless people just say, oh, look at that guy. Let's go try to fight him. And then I say, oh, shit, you guys picked the wrong guy, because I don't have a sympathy bone in my body. I have no sympathy. I can't feel it. Every time a chick tries to guilt trip me, it just goes right over me. Oh, shit, knocks my headset off and everything. I can't do it. And Ryan Rydog Riddell, one of my friends, he's also a homeless fight magnet. I don't know what it is about being downtown. I don't know if it's the alcohol or the bright lights or just the amount of fun we're having. Something just makes homeless people say, you know what? I'm going to fuck with those guys. And then they do. And it never worked out for them. Ever. Or at least in my experience. A homeless man never got the better of me. I just told that to Justin Fig the other day. I was like, dude, I almost got a fight in the grocery store the other day. This homeless guy was talking shit because I didn't hear him. You know what? I'll tell that story. I was walking out of Smith's, which is a grocery store. Some of you might have Ralph's or Kroger or something like that. I was walking out. It was me, a chick I was dating at the time, and somebody else. Maybe Richie, or I don't remember who it was. It was one other person. And I walked out, had my groceries. I was in the middle of a conversation, blah, la, 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 telling a story. And then I cross the street and I hear this guy say, yeah, whatever, motherfucker, you just gonna act like you didn't hear me? And I'm like, whoa, dude. First of all, I didn't fucking hear you. It wasn't acting like I didn't hear you. The cool thing about knowing if someone's listening to you is if they're in the middle of a conversation with someone else, they're probably not going to stop that conversation and listen to you, especially if you're probably doing something annoying like begging for money. So he says, you're going to act like you didn't fucking hear me? And I'm like, hey, dude, I really didn't fucking hear you. I didn't hear you at all, so get the fuck out of here. And then it started with this, so white boy, I'll fuck you up. And I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. I'm not backing down from no fucking bum. And Justin Fig once told me, he said, yeah, there's pretty tough bums out there, because he's now a train hopper. He's now homeless himself. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, maybe that's the true story. But in this story, this bum was not intimidating at all, and he gave me some fighting words. So I took off my hat, I folded my glasses up. I put my glasses into my hat. I set my hat into this planter with a little bush sticking out right next to the thing that puts out fires, fire hydrant. I walked up to this motherfucker, and he started walking away. And I was like, listen, dude, you were just talking all this shit like you're going to beat me up, man. Why are you walking away? And then he said, whatever. So I turned around, started to walk back to my hat. And again, I got the whole, yeah, whatever, white boy, scared ass bitch. And I'm like, oh, why? You know I can turn around. You know, there's no, like, force field barrier between me and you, dude. Number one, this could have all been avoided if you just would have said, oh, this guy was in a conversation with his lady. Probably didn't overhear what I was saying. Ah, guess I'll just go on with my day and ask some more people for money because I'm too lazy to get a job. So anyways, he could have all avoided everything. So then I came back. I started to, like, trot after him. I was like, hey, motherfucker. Hey, I'm here now. We're doing it now, motherfucker. You ain't gonna say this shit to me twice. And he trotted away. And I remember he yelled, I don't know what you on. I don't know what the fuck you on. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you swear like I just came out here on meth fucking going crazy? I didn't start this shit. I didn't create this whole fucking incident at all. It was you. And again, didn't I just say earlier? I'm a magnet for homeless fights. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is at all. Anyways, how did we get to talking about that? Oh, yeah. Back to the article. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation have a wonderful opportunity to make bold and sustainable impact here in the community. We want to make systemic change, and we want to impact as many lives as we can. That was said by Elizabeth Matthews, the Golden Knights Foundation and Community Engagement Manager. That's good. It's good to help the kids. You know, I can imagine being a homeless kid. It's probably not the most fun thing to do. Although, I will say this, as far as getting ahead in life, homeless kid, life's probably a little bit easier than homeless adult. If I see a homeless kid, oh, you know what? Maybe not. Because nowadays, every homeless kid I see, I don't know if they're actually homeless or maybe if they're just trying to follow the new trend, you know, whatever the newest rapper, like maybe the newest rapper is all about throwing dirt on his face and begging for change. So all these fucking kids who watch that, now they do it. Because you guys saw how weird, like the weird hairdos now, like white kids are wearing beads in their hair, like little Uzi Vert or whatever, and everyone's fucking saying these weird words. This kid the other day, he saw me, he's like, Ninja Lifestyle, you're really cool, dude. And I was like, hey, cool, man. He's like, yeah, your videos are fucking lit, man. I fucking watch them and I get lit. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You're like 8 years old. What is lit? For me, lit means you're doing meth. So please don't get lit to my videos, young man. Please get off the drugs. I know a foundation that can help you get off the drugs, young man. It's the Las Vegas Golden Knights Foundation. You should talk to Elizabeth Matthews. She's the community engagement manager, young man. I feel like I never know, okay? I know as a kid I had friends that would bum for money, and I always thought it was so trashy. Because I was the guy, even at a young age, I was the guy, it's like, hey, you know what, dude? Let's go buy a candy bar for $1 and go sell it for $2. Let's go pretend we have a fucking soccer team. Listen, if we're going to, like, hustle some money, let's get smart about it. Let's not just go the petty fucking, can I have some change? I need to take the bus. Or the age old, like, hey, listen, man, my car's down there on Cheyenne and Jones. I walked all the way up here, dude. I need to get some antifreeze. I have half the money, dude. All I need is like $3 more to get some antifreeze so I can get in my car, dude. My kid's all the way in Bakersfield. I need to get to Bakersfield, take care of my kid. It's the last day I get to see him. Can you please just give me $3, dude? Nah, fuck all that, dude. Me, as a kid, I had the scheme. Go out there, get yourself some Reese's Pieces cups. You need a bankroll, okay? So you need to borrow like $10 first. You go out there, get your bankroll, your Butterfingers, your Reese's Pieces, Twix bar. Don't forget the Twix bar. And there's some weird guys out there that like Milky Ways and Three Musketeers. Fucking awful people. We should really just put all those people on a boat, send it out to the Pacific Ocean and sink it. But you get all these different fucking candy bars. And then you go door to door and you pretend you're on like a soccer team or something. Like, hey, listen, I'm part of this soccer team at the elementary school down the street. We're trying to get new uniforms because right now we're just using these weird uniforms with like, we have to tape them shut with duct tape. We don't have any, you know, like anything. There's no numbers on the back. Every number is just 666. And I don't know why, because we borrowed them from a satanic church. And now we're trying to play soccer. So if you could just maybe buy maybe like one or two candy bars. You look like a Reese's piece. No, not a Reese's. Okay, Twix. Twix fan. I could tell you were a Twix fan right when I met you. I have 3 Twix bars here. It's only going to be about $8. And you know what? You get a little bit of chocolate in your tummy, and I get to have a nice uniform on my back when my single mother gets to come watch me play soccer. So it's a win-win. And then you make the money, and then you can do whatever you want with the money. And then you can feel good about it because you didn't really have to lie that much. Actually, now that I think about it, it's probably a bigger lie than just saying, hey, listen, can I please have some money? Well, I digress. We have another piece of local news that has nothing to do with local news at all. Report! Conor McGregor surrenders to the police after UFC bus attack. If you guys haven't heard, Conor McGregor, he rounded up a whole bunch of buses. And he went to New York. It was him and six or eight buses. And then he had remote controls, and he just ran over people while driving these buses. And it's a real bloodbath over there. 47 people dead, 802 injured. He went through Madison Square Garden in the bus, ran over people. I'm joking. What really happened is him and a group of his friends went to one of the buses for, I guess, the red corner or the blue corner or whatever. All these guys are cutting weight. They're getting ready for their media day. And he just smashed the shit out of the window. And if you guys have ever seen a window smash, it doesn't seem like this would happen. But it can happen, and it does happen. I've seen it. I've seen it happen when people bust a beer bottle, when they do the whole thing, like they hold it and they smash the top of it and then the bottom comes out and then it hits somebody in the leg and it cuts them. It's so weird that like such a light piece of glass just going just the right angle can really cut somebody up. Anyways, Conor McGregor, he hits the window of this bus, it hits this guy Chiesa in the face, cuts his face up. He's not able to fight now, so he ruined that guy's fight. Another guy, Ray Borg, got hit with glass in the eye, which I've been hit in the eye with glass, and it's horrible because it's one of those things where if it's just a piece of dirt or something, you can kind of like get it, like work your way out there. But if it's glass, you can feel that shit like just cutting your eye as you move it. So what I do is I just try to let nature do what it does, you know, just suffer for a while, and eventually maybe your body will just either eat the glass like mitochondria, or maybe it'll push it out. I don't know how the human body works. If I did, I'd be a doctor, so I don't actually know the details of this, but the bottom line is Conor McGregor really fucked up this UFC card for a lot of people, and he actually went to jail, I think, today, or maybe late last night. Let's read a little bit. Conor McGregor surrendered to police Thursday night after attacking a bus hauling UFC fighters in New York, according to TMZ. Ooh, reliable source right there. A warrant was previously issued for McGregor's arrest. This article was updated yesterday, so we might not be getting the number one information here, but whatever. Lyocell says, I don't think your eye can digest glass. Well, Lyocell, that's why you're not a doctor, because you don't know. You didn't say, I know your eye can't digest glass. Your words were, I don't think. You don't know. So how about you leave the eyeball science and how glass works, you leave that to me. Okay, bet you didn't know this. Glass is actually a type of liquid. Yeah, in your fucking face, dude. Video obtained by TMZ shows McGregor picking up a dolly and smashing it into the side of a bus. Dana White told TMZ that Michael Chiesa was cut up and is being hospitalized for his injuries. It is unclear if he will fight in UFC 223. No, incorrect. It is clear at this time he is not fighting. Neither is Anthony Pettis. Neither is Ray Borg. A lot of people aren't fighting. It's not cool. Neither is Max Holloway. The entire card is ruined. And it was ruined from the start because I think the headline changed three times in the past 24 hours. And now we kind of don't know what the headliner is. And as I'm filming this live, if you're watching on YouTube, the card will have already been over. But we're filming this on Friday. We always film these podcasts live on Friday at twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle. We're going to find out tomorrow just how ruined the card's gonna be. Because for me, I don't really care. I'm gonna download it illegally and watch it with my friends. We're gonna make some pulled chicken. We're gonna skate the backyard ramp, maybe do some pull-ups. Gonna invite my chick over. It's gonna be other chicks. They're gonna give each other dirty looks. And I'm gonna have a great time regardless. But can you imagine if you were in New York and you went to go watch this card, you paid whatever it is, $80 to get a seat. Let's say you traveled from somewhere. Maybe you traveled from Florida to New York. Maybe it's a long drive, or maybe you spent $200-$300 on a plane ticket to watch this group of animals fight each other in the steel cage match. What? Hell in the cell. What? You went and you got some beer. What? You got some whiskey. What? You showed up drunk. What? You haven't been watching the news. What? So you go in there hoping, what? To see, fucking Russia versus USA. And turns out Russia might not even be fighting anyways. And then it went from Russia against USA to fucking Russia against Hawaii, which is still part of USA, but, you know, Las Vegas is the ninth island, so that's what really matters in this situation. Can you imagine, though, spending that money traveling out there and the card's ruined? I wouldn't enjoy it. Wouldn't enjoy it, not one fucking bit. What's going on, people? Conor McGregor did this. At first, I was kind of like, hey, you know what? This is how I look at it. I look at it like, hey, Conor McGregor, no one's going to be talking shit about this guy no more because now you know he's not afraid to come in there fucking thug style and fuck shit up. Okay? You can be, you know, on Twitter all day saying, Conor McGregor can suck my fucking dick. But when he shows up to your house and smashes your fucking windows in, you're going to wish you didn't fucking write that shit. Right? You're going to be like, oh shit, I was only Twitter fingers. And then Conor McGregor's going to be like, listen, man, I might be one of the highest paid UFC fighters out right now. A lot of people may consider me pound for pound the best, but I'm not too fucking high and mighty to come to your fucking house and beat your fucking ass. And I like that. I like a guy that's not afraid to go to jail. Okay? And it's going to suck if this affects his career, but I don't think it's going to affect his career that much. The argument I had earlier today, maybe it will affect his career because I know your work visa can get fucked up. But one thing I don't think that this incident will affect is Conor McGregor's value, right? That's what really matters out here, people's value. His value to the UFC, that hasn't really been damaged too much because now when he fights, there's all these people now that have beef with Conor McGregor. So more people than ever are going to be using that word, Conor McGregor. Oh, it's trending globally. Everyone wants to talk about Conor McGregor. He hasn't fought in God knows how fucking long. His belt's getting stripped. And now his name is out there even more than ever. Being the bad guy isn't always a bad thing. If you guys remember, back in the day, Brock Lesnar was the bad guy for a while. And at that time, he was making way more money than people who had been training their whole lives. And this guy just came as a wrestler. Just came in there as a wrestler. Dominated, somehow won the UFC heavyweight belt. Still trying to wrap my mind around that one. How the fuck that happened. But it's big news. It's interesting. I know a lot of skateboarders aren't really fight fans or sports fans or fans of anything other than skateboarding and following trends. But that's how it goes down. Seashon says, Al Iliquenta is replacing Holloway. Okay, cool. I wasn't paying attention to the chat. I really need to pay attention to the chat. Al, if I'm saying that right, Al Iliquenta fighting, I feel like I'm saying that fucking name wrong. I feel like I'm butchering it. That's not a money fight. No one cares. Everyone wants to see Khabib. And a belt needs to happen at some point. We can't just have a beltless fighting league. Otherwise, it would just be some backyard wrestling bullshit. Some juggalo fucking wrestling match. We can't be having that. I'm not paying $60 to watch juggalos fucking pajama wrestle on TV. Not on my fucking watch. Hell no. Bought a 30-pack Bud Light, goddammit. I didn't come here to watch a bunch of clowns wrestle in their jammy jammies. Goddammit. Matt Hines says he will probably be getting sued for that one. Yeah, I would imagine he'll be getting sued. Dana White said something similar. It's just that time of it's that time in history where everyone just wants to sue everyone. I like the Conor McGregor approach, right? Somebody was talking shit on him. Nobody said, I'm going to sue Conor McGregor. Hell no. Nobody got in there saying that shit. Conor McGregor didn't go out there saying, I'm going to sue these guys for talking smack on Twitter. Hell no. He put down the fucking sue. He put down sue and put his fucking, grabbed a dolly and smashed a window. All right? Actions speak louder than words, especially if the words are on Twitter and they're silent. I like that shit. So, let's talk about Rad Hatter on Instagram. We're not going to talk about him, but he suggested I talk about how skateboarders should approach security guards in real life. And then we'll do a trivia question. After we do this topic, I'll give you guys a trivia question. You guys will be given the opportunity to win a Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. One of a kind. One of many. One of many. I dated this chick one time, and she dated everybody. Like, we were super, like, open about it. Like, yeah, I'm gonna go on this date, she's gonna go on this date, whatever. We're dating other people, and she used to always say, well, I don't want to be one of many. I know you're dating other people. And I would always be like, bitch, you're going on a date after you leave me right now. You're going on a date today. So don't give me this one of many shit. So yeah, Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack, one of several, but you get to get one. Anyways, Rad Hatter. How should skateboarders approach security guards in skateboarding? This is going to be an interesting topic because many of you know I was a security guard for 2 years, 3 years. Unfortunately, I didn't have the pleasure of kicking out skateboarders. That would have been the greatest way to retire from my security guard life. I would have called it. I would have hung up the belt. I would have hung up the belt and just been like, you know what? Kicked out a bunch of skateboarders. They were being some real assholes. One kid couldn't even kickflip. What a puss. Yeah, I got on there. Told him, you skateboarders need to get out. Don't you come back, Jack. God damn it. You ain't gonna hit the handrail anyways, you little bitch. One of the cool things about skateboarding is it's always gonna be volatile. You're never gonna know what situation you're in. That's actually one of the things I hate about skateboarding, is that sometimes it's not just you against the rail. Sometimes it's not just you against the stairs or you against the skateboard. Sometimes it's you against the world, right? You against the wind, you against some old lady walking her dog, you against cars. Half these rails, they land in the street. You got to land in the street. You got to have your friend say, go, go. Do you mean no or mean go? I can't really hear if you're saying go or no. I said go. Wait, no, no. And then you ride into the street and you get hit by a car and you end up like Serge Murphy. If you guys have never heard of that, please type in Serge Murphy, S-E-R-G-E, Serge Murphy. He gets hit by a car. He does like a double backflip. So let's start by saying this in life. I worked security for a long time. I feel like there's two types of security guards. I feel like there's maybe two types of skateboarders too. But there's two types of security guards, right? There's the one guy that chose to be a security guard because it's easy as hell, right? You just show up, you be secure about shit, and then you go home. And then there's the security guard who's training to be in the SWAT team of an action movie. And those are the guys you gotta watch out for. Here's my, what I live by, okay? These are my words to live by. This goes for everything in life. I'm not saying that you guys should do this, but I'm saying I do this. And I'm gonna start by saying this. Security guards are not supposed to, at least in this state, they're not supposed to touch you. So much so that when I was doing event security, they didn't like us to shake hands unless we had to, unless it was unavoidable. They didn't want us to shake hands because a patron, a customer, a event goer, might say that we squeezed their hand too hard in attempts to intimidate them and it scared them and made them unsafe or whatever. They didn't want us to shake hands. They made us try to dap as often as we could. It's more cool, it's more hip, and you can't really intimidate somebody with a light dap. You're just putting your hand out there and their hand just comes to meet yours, right? That's what they said to try to do. So when I see security guards, especially in skateboarding, when I see security guards grab skateboarders, personally, that means we're fighting. That means I'm gonna fucking fight you. You just assaulted me. I don't go around pushing security guards or touching security guards. I don't do that. As soon as you put your fucking hand on me, you've assaulted me, and I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. And you're gonna feel really stupid when you get your ass beat and you're only making $9 an hour. That's gotta be the worst feeling ever. I got my ass beat for $9. Why? Because I couldn't show a little bit of respect. I'm not saying security guards gotta go out there and suck skateboarders' dicks. But I'm saying if you go out there and you say, listen, guys, you can't skate. Skateboarder goes, well, five more tries. Guy goes, hey, listen, guys, I'm on camera. My boss is probably watching me on camera right now. I wouldn't have been here unless I got a call. Okay, dispatch called me. They said to come here and deal with you guys. Tell you what, I need you guys to get out of here right now. I'm not saying this, you know what, this is between me and you, but I get off work at 6:30. So if you guys happen to show up at 8, I don't know what would happen. So maybe if you showed up at 8, I don't know what would happen. That's the type of security guard you like to run into. Or the type of security guard that kind of starts by apologizing. It's all about communication. That's why I got all these security jobs, is because my interviews were so good. I'd always go in there and they'd say, what do you think your strongest tool is in security? I wouldn't go, oh, I'm a power lifter and I beat up little kids for fucking breakfast. Fuck them. No, I'd always say, listen, I'm really good at communication. Half the time you get into an altercation, all the other person wants is to be heard and understood. And I feel like that's the case even with skateboarders, right? You go up there, you say, listen, guys, I can't have you skateboarding. I'm sorry. I know you're just about to land your trick. It looks like you had it. It's really crazy that you guys are even able to jump down these stairs. There's no room and there's cracks and shit. But I need you guys to leave right now. And I can't tell you guys not to come back or whatever. Or I can tell you, but you guys do what you do. Good luck. Have a good day. Now, that being said, there's also two types of skateboarders. And I've been both. So there's the one type of skateboarder that's really understanding, like, hey, listen, at the beginning of the day, you know that you're not supposed to be there. At the beginning of the day, you know you're sort of trespassing. You know you're doing something that you're kind of not supposed to do. Right? Let's start by saying that. Let's start by analyzing ourselves as skateboarders. If we're skateboarding at a spot, you know, private property or whatever, you're probably not supposed to be there. Case closed. So when a security guard comes and asks you, and this does not apply to a regular office worker. If an office worker comes out, I'm going to say, hey, listen, part of your job is not to do this. Your job is to be in that office typing away. Okay, get in there. Get back to work. I'll be out here. Call the cops, please. Please call the police. That's fine. By the time they come, I'll be out of here. It's going to take... Cops always have something better to do than fuck with skateboarders. Anyways, I digress. Understanding that you shouldn't be there is going to go a long way. Say, listen, officer, I know I'm not supposed to be here. We just came to get a couple tricks. We're trying to work on our video. We only have a few days to do this, and it's something that we've been working really hard on. Tell you what, we'll come back another day. We'll get out of your hair, and sorry you had to come do this. I know it's hot out here, so whatever. By the way, you want a bottle of water? You know, that's the easy way to do it, right? But then there's also the skateboarder. Okay, let's say there's three types of skateboarders, okay? There's the one that understands you're not supposed to be there, understanding, nice guy, you know, just being friendly. Friendly solves most problems, right? To have a friend, be a friend, right? You know what I'm saying? It's a good mantra to live by. So let's say you just almost stuck your trick. And you guys know skateboarding is so mental. It's this crazy mental battle where it's like you're literally losing your fucking mind. You just stuck your trick twice. You're trying frontside flip. You caught it perfect. Spun it twice. Both times you landed in the crack. So all you have to do is go faster on this next try. And you know you got it. And then, oh, here comes fucking Paul Blart. Listen, guys, no, you can't skateboard. Can't skateboard here. And you say, listen, man, I'm so close. I landed it. I'll try it one more time and I'll get out of your hair. Security guard, still being respectful, saying, listen, man, I know you're doing this. I'm on camera. Can't have you doing it. I'm going to stand here. I don't want you doing it. I got to stand here. I got to stop you guys. Dude, I landed it. I have one more try. One more try on me. I'm going to try to go around you. One last try. And then, that situation always gets a little bit volatile, which is fine. You know, the whole situation's volatile. Security guards should be used to that. Skateboarders should be used to that. I don't have really any thoughts on that because that shit just kind of happens. And I've been there and it sucks. And usually it doesn't work out that well for me because, again, a security guard is also a big mental block, right? Before you're thinking about your trick, you're visualizing, you're attacking, you caught the trick, you spun it, landed, bolts, hit a crack. It's not really your fault that you fell, but the crack was there, whatever. Your filmer's in a good spot. You got your guy watching out for cars. Everything's going great. And then the security guard ruins your day. It's awful. But now let's talk about the third type of skateboarder. And these guys really annoy me. These guys really annoy me in skateboarding. Security guard comes up and skateboarder just immediately goes, okay, I've seen this happen before. Security guard comes up, doesn't even say anything. Comes up, folds his arms, and just goes to watch. Like, okay, I'm going to sit here and watch. He hasn't told you guys anything. He hasn't yelled at you. He's just waiting to see what's going on. He's going to observe and report. Shows up, crosses arms, watches. Just waiting to see what's going on, see if you're going to try the trick. Or maybe skateboarders will leave. You know, oftentimes skateboarders are timid people. Maybe you'll just leave. Maybe he'll just make a mean face and you'll leave. So he sits there and he watches. So you've already been granted your one more attempt. All right? Just by sheer luck, you've been granted your one more attempt at getting that frontside flip. So you go, you try it, you get all fucked up, you fuck up your frontside flip, life is over. And then you go, fuck you, Rent-A-Cop, dude! Suck my fucking dick! Fuck you! You can't do shit! You can't even fucking touch me! Fuck you, you fat donut-eating bitch! Fat donut-eating, fat long-titty-having bitch! Yeah! Ride your golf cart, dumbass bitch! Bet you don't even drive a car, you fat fuck! Fuck security! Skateboard for life, dude! I'm gonna try again! Fuck you! You don't even know what a frontside flip is! You don't even know what a frontside flip is! You don't even know what a frontside flip is, motherfucker! What? Stop the 209, motherfucker! What? I hate those guys. Like, skateboarders I don't know what it is about just getting in the wrong mood sometimes, but skateboarders have this weird mentality where they just suddenly turn into tough guys while forgetting that most of you guys are 120 fucking pounds, flipping a piece of wood through the air, hoping to land back on it. How ridiculous must that look to a security guard or to anybody? You're just looking at him like, dude, I didn't even say anything to you, dude. Like, sir, I didn't even say anything to you, but now you're definitely getting kicked the fuck out, and I'm not even going to fuck with you. I'm just going to call the cops. Call the fucking cops. Hope you go to jail, asshole. There's always, like, that one tough guy or something, you know? And a lot of times it starts out being quiet, too. Like, hey, dude, this fucking rent-a-cop's going to come over here and try to fucking kick us out, dude. I'm not fucking standing for that shit, dude. A lot of times it's the skateboarder's friend. Say, you know what, dude? You go up there. You get your fucking frontside flip. I'm going to walk over here. I'm going to handle this fucking nerd. And it's like, dude, it's really not that serious, man. You're taking a skateboard. You're flipping it through the air. Big fucking deal. Come back tomorrow. It's not like they're going to banish you. They're going to build a moat. They're going to build a moat around the stairs and put crocodiles in it and lower the drawbridge for anyone except skateboarders. It doesn't fucking matter. You can just come back the next day. Big fucking deal. I don't understand it. I do want to hear your guys' thoughts on security guards because maybe I left something out. I feel like, again, all these problems can be solved with communication. Not only by the skateboarder, but the security guard, right? This guy, security guards don't just want... Here's what it is. I think a lot of skateboarders get this idea that all security guards are the wannabe cops. No, I was a security guard. I would say the ratio is like 10 to 1. 10 people just show up to get their fucking job done. By the way, security is the laziest job ever. I used to watch movies. Rye Dog used to smoke weed and go to the gym. He used to go to his security job, and he would take the security car while he was supposed to be securing a neighborhood. He would take his car, he would drive it to the gym and work out for an hour, and then drive the car back and drive it to work. Security people don't give a fuck, and they don't make much money. They were trying to pay me to carry a gun, and this guy offered me $11 an hour. And I was like, dude, I'm going to be in the shittiest fucking part of town carrying a gun, riding a bicycle. You're going to pay me $11? Are you fucking kidding me? You know what I'll do? Day one, I'll take that gun and I'll kill myself. Because who would ever do that? Lazy people. Lazy people. Or actually, you know who would do that? It's the crazy cop people. That's who wants that job. Oh, I'd love to. You know what? You don't have to pay me anything. You know what? Just keeping the community safe. That's all I need. You know what? That's all I need. I already got the gun. Fuck that. I'm going out with my AR. Yeah, I'm going to secure these homes. If I even see a suspicious young man, I'm just... Doop, doop, doop! Yeah, no problem. No problem. Shoot first, ask questions later, goddammit. Hoorah! I think skateboarders think that all security guards are like that. And I would say it's like 1 to 10. I think it's like 1 to 10. For every one asshole security guard, there's 10 that don't even want to be there. In fact, a lot of the times... You guys are going to skate these spots, and you're supposed to be getting kicked out. You're supposed to be getting kicked out all the time, but guess what? Fucking somebody's on donut break, the donut union break over there, dunking, actually dunking it. He's not just getting Dunkin' Donuts, he's actually dunking the actual donuts while he's supposed to be kicking you guys out, right? Security guards don't want to be assholes. In fact, a lot of them are timid. A lot of security guards are timid because as much as you would think, security is like a job where you're going to be in a lot of altercations. In reality, it's not. A lot of people see security and they stop fucking up. Even event security. I used to do event security and you would walk up to like a group of like super drunk people, like fake fighting or whatever. All you have to do is walk up to them like, is everything okay here? And they go, oh shit. And they sober up and they chill the fuck out. You don't have to be a dick, right? That's why non-confrontational people a lot of times become security guards. That's why a lot of times, if you guys have been skating a long time, security guards will come up to you and they'll just kind of look at you and they'll just be like, fold their arms. And they'll just hope that you leave. Right? They're not going to really take any actions. Again, they're not supposed to touch you. Which I go back to my rule. If you fucking touch me, dude, it's on. Because I know the rules. I used to tell these guys. I worked security for 3 fucking years. Okay? I got my PILB card also. In fact, I used to carry a gun. So I know all the rules you're supposed to be following. So you fucking grab me. You play this little fucking game. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. And you're not going to have enough time to call dispatch. I'm going to steal your shit. I'm going to steal your fucking radio. I'm going to smash your car. I'm gonna fucking leave. You're not going to know anything. And guess what? Was it worth $8.75? Been working here for 9 months. Quit fucking up. Oh, man. I was working security for a gated community once. And I really didn't have to do shit. I literally was not allowed to leave my box. I was a little box. All I did was people would come up. I would say, "Are you on the list?" And they would say, "Yeah, my name is this." I would write down their license plate, press a button, the gates would open, they would drive in, life was good. One day I had a lost person come in, and they pulled up right next to my shit, and they just started texting. And they were blocking the entrance. So I was like, "Fuck, you can't block the entrance, okay? These are all really nice, fancy houses. If somebody has to wait, they're going to get pissed. And they're not going to get pissed at the guy fucking up the whole thing. They're going to get pissed at me." Devtron says a gay community. No, a gated community. Trivia. Oh, yes, Justice. Remind me after this topic. We definitely have to do trivia. Anyways, car pulls up, just sitting there texting. So I walk up to him. I say, "Hey, listen, I can't have your car here. Number one, you're not supposed to be here. Number two, it's really dangerous because these cars are going to whip around this corner and then crash into you." And this bitch fucking did this to me. She didn't even roll down her window. She said, she on her phone. This, she's on her phone and she did this. It made me so mad. She looked at me and held one finger up and then looked away and continued talking on the phone with her fucking finger up. Like, "You need to wait." And I don't know what it is. I've told you guys before, fucking, whenever someone points a finger at me, I get really mad. But this whole, like, I'm better than you. I got this whole, like, complex where, to me, this bitch basically said, "I'm better than you. My conversation's better than you. And you can fuck off, young man." And I was going there to save her from getting in a car accident. So all at once, all my security, all that communication I'm so good at, that went out the window. And I was just like, "Oh, okay, I'm calling the fucking cops. See you in a minute." And I yelled at her and walked away. And then I called the fucking cops. Swear to God. I'm not going to say that shit, bro. I'm not just going to say some shit and not do it. Called the fucking cops on this bitch. I was just praying that she would get fucked. I was praying a cop would be in the area, pull up to this bitch and just fuck her over. Give her a ticket. A rude ticket. You get a ticket for being rude to this guy. The nicest guy ever. I'm the nicest fucking security guard ever. Dude, Christmas, I made like $500 in tips. You know why? Because I'm nice. I'm cool. I'm professional. I always look nice. I always wear my fucking little security outfit. Every time somebody would pull into the community, I'd be like, "Hey, how's it going?" I remembered everybody's name, and I remembered a little thing about each person. I'd be like, "Oh, how's your little chihuahua doing?" "Oh, okay, cool." And guess what? Nice, being nice in security pays off, right? Whatever. So, yeah, you guys get my my opinion on the security thing. Be nice to security. They'll hopefully be nice to you. If they start the issue on the wrong foot, I don't know. Security really is not allowed to do too much. And if they do, I know a lot of you guys aren't confrontational either, but whatever. Either fucking leave if you're not ready to fucking man up, or if they come at you with this fucking pushy-shovey attitude, get ready to go down, man. Turn into Conor McGregor. Grab the nearest dolly, smash the nearest bus, and just hit that security guard right in the fucking eyeball with shards of glass. Trivia time. Are you guys ready for the trivia question? I bet you guys are. Who do we got in here? Devtron, Justice for All, Silhouette, somebody named Sorry, Mubot, and more. So, I don't care if you guys Google the answers. It's frowned upon, but I really don't care because I can't stop you, okay? I'm not going to sit here and say, "Everyone, give me your scout's honor that you won't Google it," because the questions are hard, okay? So, here is the trivia question. If you win, you get a Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack delivered right to your door if you live in America. So don't none of you motherfuckers from Norway come in here answering this question. Here we go. The question is, Cajun cooking consists of what three vegetables? I'll repeat that. Cajun cooking consists of what three vegetables? I think they call it the Holy Trinity of Cajun cooking. And I never knew this. Before, I thought we were going to only do trivia questions about skateboarding, but I'd much rather do complete fucking random trivia questions because it makes it more fun for me. Silhouette has no idea. It's spicy, though. Well, they're vegetables, dude, so they don't have to be spicy. I didn't say what rub do they use. I didn't say, you know, what spices or what plants they use. I said what three veggies. Lyocell says green bell pepper, onion, and celery. Unfortunately, he said it in the wrong order, so you lose, Lyocell. I'm joking. Onions, bell peppers, and celery. Who else got it? George St. Greenland went with carrot, onion, potato. That's an excellent guess. That's more of a, what a rabbit would eat, not a Cajun person. Devtron said onions, peppers, and celery. Too little, too late, motherfucker. You lose. God damn it. Fuck off. Hit the bricks. Blue Raja said carrot, celery, and onions. Also a good guess. Lyocell, find me either on Discord, or find me on Facebook. Type in Ninja Lifestyle to claim your prize of a Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. Yeah, this is fun, right? We got trivia. We talked about the UFC. We talked about security guards. This was a great episode. We've already gone past our 44-minute limit. So that's going to be it, guys. Time flies when you're having fun. I'm out here. I'm educating people on the joys of Cajun cooking. I'm helping you guys learn how to be a good security guard and how to be a good citizen in society. Not only that, we broke down Conor McGregor, and I am apparently an expert in the science behind how an eyeball is healed with the healing powers of glass shards. So, I hope you guys enjoyed episode number 4 of Stop Crying Poser. I am going to hang out for the after show. It's going to be a pretty good time. We're going to hang out. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. But if you're watching this on YouTube, hope you enjoy it. I strongly suggest you guys show up on Fridays to watch it live because it's more fun. You guys can interact with me. I read your guys' shit. Look, we got Justice, CQC, Devtron, Laoso. We got a bunch of people viewing. That could be you. So tune in Fridays. And also follow me on Instagram because that's where a lot of these notifications go. Let's say maybe one day I want to start the show an hour early. Show up. Right? And you're not going to know how to do that unless you follow on Instagram at BlackNinjaLV. The LV stands for Las Vegas. We also have a Discord, and we have all kinds of other shit that you guys can figure out. Twitter, Facebook, Twitter too. So if you're watching live, stay tuned for the post show. If you're not watching live, I appreciate each and every one of you guys. I'm really enjoying doing this, and it really is our 1 month anniversary, so I cannot thank you guys enough. Seriously, I make a lot of jokes, we make a lot of sarcastic remarks, but I really do appreciate each and every one of you guys. So, I will see you guys in the future. Kuna Matata, bitches.